It's time for Visit with Bill Brigoli, because Wednesday is movie day. We're going to find out the latest cinematic releases and stuff like that. How's it going today, Bill?
It's going pretty well. How are you?
Ah, I can't complain. There's little glimpses of spring, so
I know.
I'm happy.
my landlord's daffodils are poking up.
Well, yeah, it's a little bit warmer down there than it is up here. I mean, we still have some, you know, a little bit of snow on the ground, and it's solid here, so it's not,
yeah.
Nothing's really peeping up yet, but
yeah.
It'll happen soon enough.
Sure, yeah. I know. I do remember one winter, though, when they were just about to bloom, and then we got a good foot of snow, and that was it for them.
That can happen. Last May, that we suddenly got a frost, and that killed half the apples in Vermont, and a good some of them in New Hampshire too. So it's not all set in stone, but we do the best.
All right.
Yeah. So we got to look forward to.
Well, we've got to look at the past first, just so we can figure things out.
Mm.
This past weekend, Bob Marley won Love. Finished on top for the second weekend.
Yeah.
With $13.5 million. It slipped about 53% from the previous weekend when it opened. But it's now past the $100 million worldwide mark. So it's doing okay.
I would say so.
Didn't cost much. Yeah. And one of those Japanese manga movies, Demon Slayer, was in second place with $11.5 million. And Ordinary Angels, that was the movie with Hilary Swank. $6.5 million for that. Not too bad there. It reached out to the faith-based audiences, and often some of the churches will actually buy tickets for the people to see a movie like that. So that did okay. Madam Web continues to really stink. That was the Dakota Johnson sort of, but not really, Spider-Man movie. That has made only $35.4 million in 2 weeks, and it cost a whole lot more to make, so they're not doing well. And the animated movie Migration did $3 million, so that's still in the top five since before Christmas. It's been hanging in there pretty well. It's now made $280 million worldwide, and the budget was only $80 million. So,
you know, it's a question of what you spend ahead to make it work.
Yeah, that's true. And the big flop of the weekend was the Coen Brother movie, Driveaway Dolls, about two lesbians with something strange in their car's trunk. That opened with $2.4 million in eighth place. That's kind of a flop-a-reno.
Not going anywhere. That's probably a Netflix special.
Oh, yeah, if that.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up this week, though, we've got a big one that was supposed to open last year, but then the actors went out on strike. But
the nerve of them.
Yeah, how could they? And the writers, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everything's fine now until the next contract runs out. I think it's either IATSE, which is the stagehands, or the Teamsters, which are their drivers.
Yeah, that's right. Then you can't make movies without either of those guys.
That's right. And their contracts are ending soon. Meanwhile, though, Dune 2 is the one that's coming out. It's going to be huge, I got a feeling. I saw it. And that's a good sign. When the movie company reaches out to everybody and says, please come see our movie before it opens, that means they know they've got something good.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah, and it's got pretty much the same cast as before, Timothée Chalamet, Zendaya. Charlotte Rampling's in it briefly, but you kind of have to look. A lot of the women in the movie they're wearing almost like Arabic attire. Their face is usually covered, but I could still tell Charlotte Rampling, and Josh Brolin's in it, and Christopher Walken.
Ah.
The Pride of Queens. He's getting in as well, and I can tell everybody right now, it's faster than the original film. The Onion made a great joke about this sequel, saying that Dune 2 will pick up exactly where you fell asleep during Dune 1. But the truth is, this really moves. It's still 2 hours and 46 minutes long, but it's paced well, and there's a lot of action. So I think people are going to like it. I got a feeling it's going to make the most money of anything so far this year.
Action, yeah.
Yeah. Then we have some stranger stuff coming along. There's a Turkish movie called About Dry Grasses, and it's about this teacher who hopes to be transferred to Istanbul after 4 years of mandatory service in this remote village, but he's accused of inappropriate behavior by two students. And he starts to lose hope until he meets somebody. So that's in theaters. And the other movie companies aren't willing to put up too much against Dune, but I guess the people behind this figure, it'll get what it wants to get. And Dune people probably won't want to see. Dune people probably won't want to see anything but this. But anyway, Baltimore is also opening. It's got Imogene Poots, one of my favorite names in the business. And this is based on the life of Rose Dugdale. She was this debutante, doing really well. And then she rebelled against her wealthy upbringing and became a volunteer in the IRA, the Irish Republican Army. Yeah.
Well, Bobby Sands and all.
That's right. That's right. So that could be interesting. And Netflix is willing to put up a movie against Dune called Spaceman.
Is it about Bill Lee?
That's right. Good old Bill Lee. I'll be still playing baseball somewhere.
And, or fixing his sob.
Yeah, that's true, too. Netflix has Spaceman, as I said. Adam Sandler's in this, but it's not a comedy. And Carey Mulligan's in it. She's currently in Maestro as well. And this is about a European mission to the moon. And a half a year into his solo mission, he's on the edge of the solar system. This astronaut is worried about things back home because his wife was pregnant when he left and they weren't getting along. And all of a sudden he meets this strange spider-like creature.
Okay.
Who wants to help him. Yeah, he's somewhere in the spaceship, and he wants to help him deal with his loneliness. So, as I said, definitely not a comedy. It's weird.
All right.
Put it well. And nobody else in streaming land or anything else is doing much as far as new movies, but Friday is March 1st, and usually on the first day of every month, the streaming companies put up a bunch of movies that they haven't before. They're older movies, and you may or may not have seen them, but some interesting stuff you get to catch up on, especially if you never saw them the first time. Netflix, for example, is bringing back Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, with Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty, and also a Chris Farley comedy called Beverly Hills Ninja.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, that might be worth looking at. Devil in a Blue Dress is also coming out. It was with the detective movie with Denzel Washington and Tom Sizemore, the late Tom Sizemore. Also coming up on the 1st is Dumb and Dumber. Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, Jeff Daniels. Love and Basketball, sort of a romance movie.
Yeah.
And also will be Out of Africa with Meryl Streep and Robert Redford.
Okay, so that's quite a lot of legacy stuff to check out.
Yeah, exactly. And Hulu will have Batman Begins, the first one with Christian Bale, and Ali, the Muhammad Ali biopic with Will Smith, Blade Runner 2049, which was definitely not like the first one, but I got a feeling some people will be interested in seeing that. And if you want to, you can catch up on Dune 1 on Hulu.
And you can fall asleep at the point where you're going to see it in the
Exactly. So plenty to look forward to.
Great, Bill. Well, it's always fun hearing about this stuff, and we'll look forward to what next week has to offer.
All right.